What you see happening now is towns becoming homogenised, and it's because only the big multinationals and the big chain stores can afford the rates and can afford to have the bricks and mortar buildings on the streets. And if we don't have a huge, serious intervention with regards to supporting small businesses, every town will look the same. It'll be 1,000 McDonald's and no small coffee shops and no small bakeries, and it'll be all multinationals and large profits, and, you know, small businesses will be, they're disappearing. We have 309,000 SMEs, 281,000 are micro-sized. That's between 1 and 10 people. They're the people that are creating most of the jobs in this country. Not the multinationals, despite all we think and how great they are, and we're always on about the Googles and all that. The majority of all the jobs in this country are because of really hard working, self-employed people who are employing other people. And I had this out with Sinn Féin before, and of course, ironically, they're not here today, because they're always saying it's the poor workers and the employers are the big problem. So many people I know, they are the employers are the workers. And they're the ones that need our help, and they're the ones that are trying to do everything they can to pay their staff, to keep the lights on, and it is a huge issue. And you have been handed a kind of a can of worms, Minister, and your predecessor has tried. So did his predecessor. It was Leo Varadkar first when I came in, then it was Simon Coveney, and now it's you. But I mean, you have maybe a year left, but I mean, there's some simple things that we need to look at. We cannot treat all businesses as the same. It's not. It's like I just said there in the rural development, it's like treating the Larry Goodmans the same as the guy with the 20 dry suckler cows. We have to have a nuanced, intelligent debate if we're going to sort out small businesses. They cannot be treated as the big ones. We cannot have our CEOs of our local authorities going, let's up the rates, give all the councils a couple of more quid of a discretionary fund to keep them quiet and increase the rates so we make more money. And then you have the small business going, well, we can't afford that, we're out of here. And then you have the big ones coming in. Like, we have to hold on to the beauty of the individuality and culture and nature that makes up our towns and villages, which is the backbone of our tourism, the backbone of all our jobs. And we're losing that, and it's a serious issue. So, like, what can we do, actually? So I actually think we need to look at rates. We need to reduce them based on the profits and the sizes of the profits and the size of the place. It shouldn't be based on the size of the building. Another big issue is if you're not owner-occupier, your landlord has no impetus and no encouragement to upgrade his buildings. So there's loads of money there now for retrofitting, upgrading, solar panels. I mean, there's loads of funding there for that, and that's something really good we have done in this department. But if you don't own the building, you're reliant on your landlord giving a damn. And does he care if they're not his bills? So we need some kind of a carrot there for the landlords, because it's going to increase the value of his building anyway. But so it's difficult, because some of the green stuff we have pushed in are really good if you own the building, if you don't. And I suppose the last thing I'll just focus on, because I could go on about it for a long time, but I'm sure you've heard a lot of it before. I think we should extend the terms of the SBCI loans and businesses. That was really helpful during COVID. People are trying to pay back everything on a weekly basis, and some of them are managing, they're catching up because of COVID. There was huge loans, and like, you know, I had him and Ryan down, he met every small business in Ennis there recently, and there was a real heart-to-heart, honest, you know, small businesses want to pay everybody. They want to pay their suppliers, they want to pay all their loans back, and there was a good model there during COVID, and I think we need to extend that and look at it again. And the last thing I want to talk about is this thing with the local enterprise offices. Like, we have lots of local enterprise offices, and I've seen over the last 3 years, we've given them more money, we've given them more staff. They're not doing what we need them to do. So we need to have a review of the local enterprise offices. What are they doing with our money? Are we getting bang for our buck? Are the small businesses getting the supports they need? Small businesses keep telling me they don't want any more consultants. They don't want any more mentors. They don't want any more training or website designs. They did all that during COVID. They need hard cash to reduce the costs, or they need investment. So the Green for Micro, brilliant idea. 2-day free energy audit. I've told loads of small businesses about it, because for some reason the Leos aren't telling them about it. It's not known about. It's worth 2,500. They come in, they'll take, without any judgment or impugnment or anything, they look at all your energy costs, your energy losses, your energy demands. And thanks to my work with Leo Varadkar, the first year we were in, there's funding there, a direct grant that will give you the money you need to deal with the findings of that free energy audit. 5 businesses in Clare got it last year. The target for Leo was 17. Like, what is that about? You know, because what I see actually, Minister, is that at a national level, as a government, we are given money to the Leos, to the Ismies, to the everybody's. But we have to look at how they're spending it. And are we listening to small businesses on the ground who are crying out for help? Because we keep throwing money at the problem, but it's not going to where it's needed. And I suppose I'll leave you on that note. I'm looking forward to meeting with you and working on that issue specifically. I'll help you any way I can, Minister. I'm here to support the small business of Ireland, like the small farmers. It's the most important thing that we need to protect for the beauty of this country, so people are still coming here and don't look like we're going downtown New York or downtown Paris. You know, we have a uniqueness there in our small businesses, and we need to protect them all we can. Coramagat.